Scrolls and Robots. Scrolls and Robots, episode 118. Thank you, Chris, for the support this week. Sorry it took so long to thank you, but hey, snail mail. What am I gonna do? And thank you, Daniel, for the tips this week as well.
And thank you, Julia. They send us Sweden monies. That's fancies. That's real fancy money. It's like the cheese.
Ugh. That's Swiss, you idiot. It's Swiss cheese from Switzerland. Sweden is completely different.
How so?
Dude, Sweden is like 1,000 miles away from Switzerland.
Yeah, a lot of you Americans, you know, you get the two confused for some reason. Like, oi, Swiss cheese comes from Sweden, and they both the same because, you know, well, the American education system is in a dreadful state, isn't it?
I admit I am terrible geographically, but honestly, geography for me is like six trees and the coffee house down the block. But I do look things up when I don't know.
So, where does Swiss cheese come from?
Not Sweden?
Yeah, good job. Anyway, thank you, Julia, for the support from faraway lands.
Oh, according to the interwebs, Sweden's top exports are precious metals, cars, car parts, pharmaceuticals. Oh, I can get behind that. Arts and antiques.
Arts and antiques? Seriously?
Also, their money is named after the god of war.
It's not.
It said Swedish krona, god of war.
That's Kratos. What the?
Then who's Krona? His girlfriend? Kratos and Krona, sitting in a tree. I'll kill him if you don't kill me.
Mate, Krona, it's just Swedish for crown, which their money is usually referred to as the Swedish crown. Yeah, are we done with the geographical economical history lesson? I feel like I got thrown back into high school and I'm doing a report in class.
Well, I would give us a B+. Presentation was a bit wonky, right? But you did make an effort, and that is commendable.
Shut up. Anyway, so, the lesson for today, for Americans, is Sweden is not Switzerland.
So, what do I do with my Swedish bank accounts?
Oh, God.
But, you know, society just got a little bit smarter thanks to Julia.
Yeah, but we got a long way to go. Oh, God. True. Anyway, Mark Hansen, the dude who created Ralph Smart, and continues to do so, updated his website so folks can download the comics, which is pretty cool. The flip side of that is he's pretty much on a support this donation tip type thing, which we do support when we can, but I think all artists are in this boat at this point.
I think we gave him more money this week than he normally charges for the comics. So he's making more money, well, at least from us.
Yes, and I'm fine with that.
You know, that man is always working on something weird and zany in the Snotverse. You know, it's been going on forever. Ralph Snot is the only person I can relate to, especially that time he was in a straitjacket and he was straight out of the loony bin, and he had that cool comfy coat with the things to keep your arms from flailing.
That was a straitjacket.
I don't think the jacket's sexual orientation is relevant here, but I will say, sometimes my shoes are pretty understanding. So Ralph Snot and my shoes, and that sock puppet in the toy store, and that cereal I had last week, those are the only things that understand me. And the waffle iron. And the soap dispenser. And the fireworks display in the closed-down Kmart.
What?
Right, well, there you have it. If you've never read Ralph Snot, now you can. It's got a unique art style, and it's just all sorts of off-the-wall and irreverent and, you know, that kind of humor.
Yep, it's different, and that's good. And frankly, yo, Ralph Snart was one of the few non-superhero comics we had access to as a kid, okay? So, that weird, janky style, we gravitated towards instantly, and it's awesome. All those lines and weird kind of things going on there, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, and by the way, this is not a paid advertisement. Jeez, we're just like, we want to pay it forward, man. You know, you ever been like, oh, you know, this was one of those people I grew up with, and, you know, they're still doing what they're doing, and, you know, they deserve some accolades and such. Yes, I accolade Mark Hansen for their work.
All right, anyway, everyone is apparently writing continuous articles about Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness getting a PG-13 rating. As if it's freaking news. It's not. And apparently every other news source that's not covering violence or politics seems to be so bereft of information, they've once again started wheeling out the life support surviving top 10 list. Like, the top 10 villains in Batman, the animated series. Like, bro, really? As good as that series was? Yo, it's 30 years old! You're telling me news about current content in the entertainment industry is so bland, you have to dig through 30-year-old crates to find anything remotely interesting in the world of entertainment to comment on? Come on. Between, like, 30-year-old top 10 lists and a new movie's rating? Yo, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said for going back into the past and reappreciating the better things. Because I'll do that with music all the time. You know, like, before the internet, the before times. Yes, the before times seemed a lot more fun and less stressful.
Yeah. Speaking of the before times, Bauhaus, yep, the Godfathers of Goth, released a new song called Drink the New Wine, which sounds very Bauhaus-y, so there you go.
You know, Leonard Cohen is usually referred to as the Godfather of Goth, you know, like, he started well before all those blokes and, you know, he had that dark, smoky voice and downtrodden lyrics, you know, with a literary flair worthy of a highly capable poet, which he was.
Good point. J.J. Abrams is just about finished with a script for a Superman reboot.
Too soon, bro. Give my boy Henry another go. Shirtless, if possible. Thank you.
Come on.
What?
CW is debating canceling the Flash series and having a shorter season for its finale.
And the folks who had a restraining order against the actor who played the Flash in Justice League, right, have apparently dropped their case. Allegedly. I'll assume the movie studios gave them a big, fat wad of cash, allegedly.
Yeah, that seems really likely. But who really knows, as this is all speculation, but the case did get dropped, allegedly. Let's see if the internet cancels him, as they did Will Smith, and everybody else. Because, you know, I'm all for consistency. And, you know, the internet's all about consistency.
Well, either way, you know, rich actor problems, am I right?
Yep, Gilbert Godfrey is dead.
Oh, that's sad times at Ridgemont High. School for emos.
Let's see, what else? There's not many game releases to even mention. Apparently E3 is completely canceled this year. I mean, there's not even a digital event, okay? So, those into games, you're gonna have to dig through the Xbox conferences, States of Play, and Treehouses of Horrible to gather all your news.
QuakeCon is digital only this year as well.
Yeah, it's kind of strange how everyone thinks the whole virus thing is over, yet all these places aren't going to bother with events. So, either stuff is not over, or no one wants to invest in a convention where they have nothing to show.
I say it's a bit of both. Production delays, supply chain strains, and the coffee cough sicky sick. They all ruining everything. And yet, the indie devs keep churning out good things for us all to enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, yo, thank God for indies, okay? They create for passion and not profit, and therefore, don't have to worry about companies giving them money, production times, and all that BS, alright? They do what they do because they want to do it. Support the indies! They're keeping you all entertained while the bloated beasts of giant corporations are too fat to move forward because they're over-encumbered with their own greed.
God, right, Stidely Mites! Speaking of indies, I am now an indie game developer, because I'm working on that card game that has been coming along well. I have made 60 cards with gameplay mechanics, with 21 cards having complete artwork done for the thing. Yeah, yo, Pilsy has been all in on this project, mate. He's been researching printers and all that. I found two. And honestly, I looked at some of the mechanics. Boy, it's kind of a quirky, fun Magic the Gathering type thing, but with a phony verse twist, you know? It's got a humorous take on gameplay. Also, don't spoil anything, mate, alright? Don't spoil it! I keep it in the fridge so it doesn't spoil.
Right, whatever. You know what? Just as long as there's a squirrely wrath card, I'll be happy.
There is a squirrely wrath card! There's a Nuts to You card, and the Hatter will be there, and Jermaine, and the Dark Lady with the ghost, and the Purple Lady with the pumpkin, and the Jiggly thing with the butts. And all that.
Great. So I guess more news on that as it happens. We're in the infancy stages here, so we're like pre-alpha. And this is probably gonna delay some comic stuff, but we'll get to it.
I am also researching how to make a digital card game, but I not know a lot, so learning curve is curvier than Jermaine's booty during her fat years. You know, I do notice you draw her rather thick and curvy for the comics. Well, research shows people like circles. Squares, not so much. You know, I think you're right, because, you know, I've seen some very odd Minecraft fan art, you know? And it just doesn't get the views that, you know, I guess round versions do. You know, very blocky. Stop using the internet, my god. Later, everyone, when there's more news on everything, we'll let you know. But the news cycle has been slow, well, aside from murder, war, economic and environmental collapse, and all that fun stuff, which is usually par for the course as far as human history goes. At this point, just avoid humanity at all costs. Also, do your taxes. Oh, Texas toast is delicious. That's Texas toast, mate. But I do have to pay taxes on it, right? So that makes it Texas toast. Fine, I'm too tired to argue. Go support an indie dev or entertainer or artist if you can, and thank you for supporting us. Spread the word of foamy, like butter on the faces of your enemies. Yeah, spread the word of foamy like butter on the faces of your enemies. What? This has just been a really odd day, isn't it? Huh.